Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, God is Good. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Even though God gives you something, that doesn't mean you'll ever enjoy it in your life. What has to happen after that? What has been given by grace must be possessed by faith. It's just a universal law in the kingdom. They said, let's go up at once and get it because we are well able to overcome it. He didn't have the scripture yet, but it's the same thing as saying, greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. He has made us more than conquerors. We are overcomers. We can do this thing. God has given it to us. Let's go get it. Let's go get it. Let's go get it. It ain't too good to be true. I saw it. Here's the grapes. Let's go do it. It's ours. Verse 31. But the men that went up with him said, no, it's too good to be true. We're not able. Come on, let's have a reality check now. These guys are 7, 8, and 9 foot tall, weigh 400, 500, and 600 pounds. Walls up to the sky, iron chariots. There is no way. We got to come back to reality. I'm sorry. I know y'all like to get excited, but this just is not happening. Well, you want to just go out and all of us go get killed? It's too good to be true. It's not true. Now, friend, do you understand the future of this whole generation is in the balance today? The rest of their lives is hanging in the balance as to what they do with this. And it comes down to believing in the goodness of God.
Yes, yes.
They said the land through which we have gone to search it, it's a land that, here it is right here, eats up the inhabitants thereof. And all the people that we saw in it are men of great stature. And we saw the giants, the sons of Anak, which come of the giants. And we were in our own sight as grasshoppers, so were we in their sight. That wasn't really true. God had already caused the fear of God to fall on them. They were dreading them.
Yep.
It wasn't true. And all the congregation lifted up their voice and they what? They cried and the people wept that night. And all the children of Israel murmured against Moses and against Aaron. Why are they doing all this? Has God changed?
No.
Has his will for them changed?
No.
Has his ability to do for them what he said he would do? Has it gone away? Why are they doing all this? They're not convinced of the goodness of God. They believe this is too good to be true. Would God, they said, we had died in the land of Egypt. Or would God we'd have died in the wilderness. Verse 6. And Joshua.
Yeah.
Hey. The son of Nun. Caleb. The son of Jephunneh. Which were with them that searched the land. They saw the giants too. They saw the same giants these other guys saw.
Right.
And they spoke unto the company of the children of Israel, and they said, the land which we passed through to search it is what? Come on. They're agreeing with God, aren't they? Do they believe in the goodness of God? Do they believe the land is as good as what he told them? Do they believe he is just good enough to give them this good land, that he is good enough to do this for them? They believe in the goodness of God. See, the people of their generation called them wide-eyed dreamers. You're not realists. They were like us. We were like them. We're the excited bunch of their day. Right? They said, they came and they said, the land that we went to see, it is an exceeding good land. Can you hear almost the angst in their voice? They're going, no, quit your crying, quit your griping. No, 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 it's there. It's, oh, it's good. You saw the grapes? It's good. God's given it to us. Come on now. They said, if the Lord delight in us, and obviously he does, he'll bring us into this land. He'll get us in there. He got us out of Egypt. He'll get us in there. Well, how's he going to do it? How's he going to? I mean, I make minimum wage. How in the world am I going to have a house on the beach and a house in the mountains? Well, not like that. Amen. How am I going to give big checks to the kingdom of God? Well, you won't like that ever. But if you would dare to believe this, if the Lord delight in us, he will bring us into the land and give it to us. A land that flows with milk and honey. Don't rebel against the Lord. Don't fear the people of the land. They are bread for us. We'd probably say, piece of cake. Their defense is departed from them. The Lord's not with them. He's with us. Don't be afraid of them. We can do this thing. God is this good. He is this good. He did pick this out and he did give it to us. Don't be moved by what you see. We're going to have it. Come on, let's go get it. Let's go get it. Come on, guys. Quit your crying. Come on, quit it. Don't believe that you can't do it. Come on, come on. But they could not convince them. And the rest of that whole bunch wandered around out there in a dry, parched, desolate place when God had houses full of good things, orchards, vineyards, palm trees, pineapples, coconuts, watermelons, hammocks, rocking chairs and porches. Plenty of hay for your mules and plenty of corn for your chickens. But they enjoyed none of it. They got to experience 40 years of dodging snakes and scorpions, enduring the heat. They all died young compared to what they were supposed to because of the conditions they lived in. The 90th Psalm tells that. Is that a type for us? Is this an example for us? Do you suppose there's any portion of the body of Christ not experiencing what they should be experiencing? Living in dry places, barely eking out in existence, raking by, scraping by, dodging snakes and scorpions and eating lizards and cactus. And the problem is, a lot of these folk will tell you it's the will of God. Yeah, God sent me out here, gave me a lizard ministry. We don't understand it. But we have First Church of the Cactus. And ain't none of us having no fun, but, you know, this is the will of God. It's mighty dry. Oh, it's dry. Oh. Is it so that all these folk are supposed to be in Canaan's land? They're supposed to be in a good land, in a good life, where not experiencing scarcity, having plenty of every good thing. And when I say, I can tell when I say it, there are some people that go, ah, that's just that health and wealth gospel. That's that. This is the Bible, my friend. Numbers is in the Bible. Deuteronomy is in the Bible. Philippians is in the Bible. Yes. Psalms is the Bible. Yes. And the Bible tells you every page, I mean almost every chapter, God is a good God. He's picked out a good land that flows with milk and honey. Oh, where you just have plenty of every good thing. And when you start talking like that, people go, oh, now that just sounds like a fairy tale, preacher. Well, you think it's too good to be true. But I believe it. I'm just simple enough to believe it. That he's just the same way right now as he was then, as he was before that. He'll never change. And it was not his will for them to die out there in that dry, bleak place. I tell you, a couple old boys, Joshua and Caleb, every night around the fire, kicking lizards away, they'd look at each other and say, I don't care what the rest of this bunch is doing. I'm going in. You remember that place we saw? I remember it. You remember that orchard? That's my orchard. You remember that mountain? That's my mountain. I'm taking that thing. Yeah, I don't care if I'm 100 years old. I'm taking that mountain. And did they do it? It took them a while because the others held them back. But they outlived them and they outbelieved them. And at 80 years old, Caleb took his mountain and he moved into his houses. Hallelujah. And he got his chickens. Yeah. He got his hammock. Yeah. Glory to God. So even if a whole generation thinks it's too good to be true, even a couple of believers, even a couple of Caleb and Joshua's can hold out and persevere and just keep on sowing and keep on believing and keep on standing even if decades pass. Oh, come on. Does this please God? Oh, he delights in doing these good things. For it's his will. He wants all of his kids to do it. We can't control them all. But we can set the example. We can possess our possessions. And then when people see it and want to know how he did it, we can say, hey, you can have it too. God will do it for you too. He's a good God. Can you say amen?
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, God is Good, you may call More Life Ministries at 941-702-7390. That's 941-702-7390. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Sarasota, Florida on Monday, February 1st, as we begin the Greater Faith Conference. Thank you for joining us today. And be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God, God who gives me